Okay, I want to talk a little bit about speaking your mind. And I love this when people think, oh, but I really want to tell you what I think. And my response internally is almost always, why? Why do you want to tell me what you think? Why is what you think so? You see? And people really think that what they think really is so. And that's part of the illusion of the field, of the karmic field that the mental realm lies in. Okay? And we're very proud of our thoughts, like we're very proud of our feelings. Okay? And I want to spend some time tonight giving you really some background in terms of what really goes on in the mental realm and what it's about. And in a sense, how dangerous a place it is and how you can get caught there. Okay? And let me start by telling you a recent conversation that I was privy to of somebody talking about, spirit and God and all that. And of course, he had no use for God because God was up there and you can ascribe anything to him. You see? And he, of course, cared all about humans and human life. Okay? And I thought, well, this is fascinating, you know, because here's this well-educated person, you know, in quotes, well-educated in terms of the world, you know, and he was being made a fool out of, and he didn't even know it. Okay? And what he prided himself on, which was of his mental capacities and his mental abilities to discern, had come back on him and made a complete fool out of him. Okay? All right. Was he being arrogant? Well, it could kind of look like that. Was he being pompous? It could kind of look like that. Okay? But really, what was going on was that he was caught in the nature of the mental realm, okay? And what is its nature, okay? And I'll tell you what it does. And it's basically twofold. It's one of you can't have or limitation. Okay, but it's of you can't have God. See, you're not privy to that. You can't have God. And the other part of its nature is you're not worthy. You're not worthy. See? And there's this self-imposed exile. So God's always out there and we're here. Okay? And that's the resultant of all the mental activity. And that's the bottom line of it. And all our mental activity comes from that whole thing of what? Exile, really, self-exile. You can't have God. You're separate from it. You see, and what happens is we have these thoughts and the consciousness mirrors it back. And it kind of curves, okay? So let's just say this is your consciousness and you're having a conversation with this person here, okay? The dome, as it were, of your own consciousness projects the same thought. Okay, and what happens is that very person or that very situation you're involved with projects back those very things to you that you are holding. But you don't know that you're the creator of that, and it looks like that person or thing is giving that to you. Okay? So, for example, humankind walks around basically thinking and feeling, well, I don't care about God. I don't care about spirit. Okay? So what happens? Okay. Comes back in the consciousness, gets caught in the mirror as God doesn't care about me, and we're split off. See? Okay. Well, then how are you going to maintain that? Well, you've got to come up with some lies to support that. Okay? And some of the very basic lies are you're not good enough, you're unworthy, you're inadequate. Well, that's about basically it. Okay, so we hold this field. Not good enough, not worthy, inadequate. And as long as we hold these lies, then guess what? We can keep God out there. See? And we've been had. See? And this ingenious comment that this fellow made, well, you know, God's out there, and you can describe anything to God, you know, but I'm interested in human life. Because of the nature of the mental, guess what? There's this total separation. In no shape, way, or form is there an inkling that God's within. God is within. Well, then guess what? If you accept that and know that, then you have to give up the lies, don't you? If God's inside of you, how can you walk around thinking, I'm inadequate, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy? You can't. Because if that were true, God wouldn't be inside of you and living as you. So you can't possibly do that, okay? See, but there's a basic truth about human nature, and that is that mankind oppresses itself, enslaves itself, oppresses itself. Okay? So people want to speak, oh, let me share my thoughts. Why? What's so original about your thoughts? And are your thoughts going to be anything other than what's in those mental realms? No, they're not. Okay? Why are you so proud of them? Well, it's part of the inflation of the negative worlds and the self-importance of them. Yeah, but why do you keep thinking about your thoughts as if they were real? I mean, if I told you you were a flying mouse, you would dismiss that. But yet your thoughts are certainly no more right on or full of truth than the fact that you're a flying mouse. You know? And yet, because of the way the consciousness is, things look very real there, okay? And yet we're pushed out from spirit by holding ourselves to the mental realm. See, we allow that, okay? But we create that, okay? So if you're speaking your mind, hold your mind. I don't want to hear it. You know, you listen to it all day. You listen to the chatter and all day. You know, we often do these exercises where we write down everything you're thinking about. And people are always amazed at how negative they are. Well, but why would they be amazed? The mind is negative by definition. See? And then also, because the mind lives in duality, the mind wants to show also that it's going to be king. And it's going to try to solve everything. How can you solve anything in duality? The nature of duality is duality. You're not going to solve a thing. It's impossible. Forget it. Don't even waste your time. How are you going to do anything? You can't. Okay? It's very important, though, that you get out of your mind. You go out of your mind. And how do you go out of your mind? Okay? But you allow spirit to operate in those levels. Okay? Or in the level of the mental. So that means that the mind isn't going to be boss. And if the mind isn't boss, then guess what? It's going to have to acquiesce somewhere to know that it's spirit, know that it's eternal. There's something, as it were, above it. But you see, people are really funny. They honestly think that if they acknowledge a superior agent, as it were, that they're going to be less important, when in reality, we're more important. Because we and spirit are one and the same. But we think, oh my God, you know, if I admit there's God, then I'm nothing my whole life here, and I'm this little speck, and God's so big. You know, and I remember being in one of the Pacific Islands that I want to mention, and these, they had trotted out the local school kids from the neighboring village, and they were singing these missionary songs, you know, these songs that they'd been taught by the missionaries in from the 1800s, you know, about how the ocean is so big and they're so small, and how their sins are so vast. And they're so small. I thought, well, that's nice guilt. Mm-hmm. Nice inadequacy. Nice mental stuff. And if you're such a piece of garbage, how do you even think that God's going to save you? Why would he bother? I mean, you can't have it both ways. You can't walk around thinking, I'm this little piece of garbage. And hey, God's going to save me. And think you're so important at the same time. Doesn't make any sense. You know? Well, what are you doing walking around thinking you're this piece of garbage? Okay, but that's the nature of humankind's mental activity and mental realm. And what's in the mental realm? That we're not good enough. We're inadequate. And we're separate. And so we've separated ourselves from spirit. We haven't been kicked out of the garden. We've pushed ourselves out. We've left it. We don't know that paradise is inside. That where the spiritual heavens? Yeah, they're up there. And let me see. Oh, boy. What saint do I call on? Oh, my gosh, I don't know the name, I don't know the prayer of the saint. I don't know, I'm in trouble, you know, and like, God's so far up there that you need a ladder. So that was a little joke. But, and even the ladder isn't enough. So what are you going to do? Okay, how do you get there? You don't get anywhere. Because it's inside of you. We know that the spiritual heavens are inside of us, okay? But when we come from the vantage point and the karmic field that is the mental realm, we're precluded from knowing that. We're blocked. We're separated from that. And all the kinds of things that perpetuate that or that give it a reason that I mentioned, all those kinds of lies, they're what's behind our thinking. So why do I want to listen to your thoughts? You listen to them all the time. Hey, enjoy them. I don't want to hear them. Well, let me tell you what I'm thinking. There's always this craziness. There's always this distortion. You know? And there's always this incredible fear and prevention of acquiescing and letting go onto the spirit. And there's this incredible belief in this thing called death. See? And that's all mental activity. And so what do? We have our heroes. Intellectual activity, you know, produces all this stuff. And if you could write the great play, you'll be famous, etc. If you can do this, you'll be famous. If you can be a great artist, you'll be famous. And then you'll live forever and you'll be immortal. Well, I guess you have to try to be immortal if you don't know you are anyway. Because there's all those kinds of games that go on. And the separation. And thinking you're all alone. You're this isolated unit, you know? You're this isolated unit. And that you're separate. And that you can solve this thing called life, as if life is a problem to be solved. You know? But you can't do it, and you're not here to do it. Okay? And most people, and by that I mean 100%, of people who don't allow or permit the existence of God, they're telling you where they're from. Instead of saying, well, my karma lies primarily in the mental realm, they won't say that, okay? But they'll say that there's no such thing as God, or you can't know, or, you know, he's up there and I'm more interested in humans than in God, okay, etc. That kind of thing. So they're telling you the nature of where they're from, all right? And what I'm suggesting you do is bypass all that stuff that runs you, if you allow it. The not good enough, the unworthiness, the needing to be right. You know, that's another fascinating thing. People coming from the mental, they don't even allow the possibility that they're wrong. Would never dawn on them. You see? Because they're living in a 10-story building, but they only know that they're 3 stories. And they're on the 3rd story. They're on the 3rd floor, so they think they're the highest. They cannot admit of anything beyond it. And so when they speak or when they act in the world, they act from the place always of being right. Always of being right. And that there's nothing beyond them. You know, there's nothing beyond them. Beyond their identification in time and space. And they're in control. So, well, of course, they're in control, but from another place. You know? And since they don't know the real control that they have and the real power, they're simply at the effect of that which really does control. You know? And this is part of people's process, okay? And part of the soul's process. But what I'd like you to do is to get in the habit of learning to bypass all that activity. Okay? And what I'd like to do now is just take a moment, okay, and let's call in the light, and we'll go, Lord God, send us your light. And we ask that would come forward, whatever comes forward, be for the highest good. And let's take a moment now, and just inside yourself, run an argument you have with yourself or with someone that you are totally convinced you are absolutely right about. Okay. Now allow the spirit to come into that. And see what happens. Okay. Did that argument give way? When you weren't right, did that make you wrong? Or did it just disappear? What happened? You know? All right. And what we're doing when we decide really to honor and come from the mental realm is that we are choosing to go with the fear we have, the tremendous fear of the spirit we are, the power we are, the loving we are, the light that we are. And we're choosing to settle for the products of our own mental activity. And we cannot bring forth God's love, God's caring, God's compassion, or anything else like that. Okay? What we need to do is be out of our minds. And I'm not talking about in the crazy sense, you know, some babbling idiot crazy where the person's all flooded with all sorts of stuff. Okay, I'm talking about allowing the spirit to motivate you to be in that realm, to be the one in charge of that mental activity. You know? See, and be careful. Because what you're projecting onto someone, matter of fact, this is going to be your homework. Your homework is to be aware of when you think something is coming from a situation or something is coming from a person, be aware and be honest and see if you're not honestly projecting that onto that person and it's just coming back to you. Okay? Just be aware. Because we get all caught up in this stuff. We're entangled like in this web of our own garbage. And there's no remedy to it other than to allow the spirit to move on to it. Okay, and that's the homework assignment. Okay, see, and man oppresses itself. It enslaves itself. It chains itself. It does self-limitation. See? And very strong in that mental realm is the fact that it can't be loved. And that there's no love for it. And it's alone in the universe. Well, sure, then if you have that lie, then guess what? Then you can really, really, really assert yourself against this world. You know? Instead of being here as a willing participant, as spirit, and bringing forth, helping to bring forth spiritual realities and the spiritual energies that are present. Okay, so in sum, the question is, do you want to bring forward your mental energies, or do you want to bring forth the spiritual energies? Do you want to bring forth doubt, pain, fear, lack, separation, hurt? Or do you want to bring forth loving, caring, compassion, and real solutions to real things? Okay? The answer's in you. Okay? And I suggest you give it some thought. Okay? And when I say give it some thought, I didn't say give it some thinking. I said give it some thought. Okay? And a definition from the unknown poet is, genius is the absence of thinking in the presence of thought. Okay? And that means that it's the absence of all that mental activity in the presence of God. Of that which really animates us and is behind the mind, if we allow the mind to give up its false sovereignty, the spirit's behind it. God's behind it. And to let that be present. If we let that be present, we don't have to think. See? And I hope you don't want to hear your thinking anymore. And all that chatter that goes on, all that chatter, blah, 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 you know, that you're so fascinated by. Let it go. You don't need it. It doesn't serve you other than hold you in your place and hold you rooted and hold you in negativity. You don't need it. Okay, what you need is the salve. What you need is the balm. God's balm, God's salve, God's healing ointment. And let that come through and share that with others. Okay, we'll stop with that. Okay, give me a few minutes and I will...